You're listening to the podcast that you clicked on. That is the Bharatiya Janata Podcast. Welcome, folks. The usual gang is here. And for the first segment of this episode, we plan to discuss the recent events that happened with the West Indian cricketer Darren Sammy.
Event to recent nahi tha aise.
Recent मतलब इवेंट नहीं रीसेंट था बट ही केम आउट रीसेंटली ही केम आउट
एंड इट्स एक्चुअली प्रीटी अमेजिंग राइट आई मीन समवन हु वेंट थ्रू ऑल दैट 6 इयर्स अगो इवेंचुअली इज वाचिंग अ नेटफ्लिक्स शो बाय अ ब्राउन मुस्लिम गाय इन द यूएस एंड देन ही रियलाइजेस व्हाट हैड हैपेंड
एक्जेक्टली एंड
अमेजिंग
सो या सो बिफोर वी स्टार्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस as we decided, just a quick warning for all people who listen to us, they know that we have a certain way of dealing with the things and it might not always be like we might always not know what could trigger you. So if you think that discussions around racism and the way racism is dealt with, especially in India and the subcontinent, could trigger you, perhaps just move on to the next segment of this episode, which will happen post the 35th minute point, I'll say, safety reasons, I guess. So with that, we will move and start discussing about Darren Sammy. So Hasan Minhaj on Netflix did an episode of Patriot Act where he talked specifically about racism in the South Asian community, and Darren Sammy, the cricketer, was listening to it and he realized that back in 2014 when he was playing for the Sunrisers Hyderabad, he was subjected to the term Kalu, as in his fellow Indian cricketers were calling him Kalu. And then later pictures resurfaced from Ishan Sharma's Instagram account where there is Ishan Sharma, Dale Steyn, Darren Sammy, aur ek aur kaun tha, main chautha kaun tha, main bhool gaya, Bhuvneshwar Kumar. And he's saying me, Bhuvi, Gunrisers for Dale Steyn and Kalu. So that is how it all started. So I will first reach out to you, Nishant. Initial thoughts, I mean, mere ko expected tha ki aisa kuch to hota hi hoga kyunki ye sab log to nikle apne hi beech
se. Haan. Yeah. I mean, it's
not that we have never done it in the past.
Of course.
Of course we have. And we have seen it happen to others in our houses, right? मतलब my sister was always told पता नहीं क्या मुल्तानी मिट्टी लगा लो उपटन लगा लो गोरी रहोगी and all those things. So yeah, it's
चाय मत पियो.
Exactly, चाय मत पियो नहीं तो. I mean that's just amazing. I was almost I think 10th 12th class तक मैं यही सोचता था कि अच्छा होगा मैंने चाय नहीं पी नहीं तो मैं काला हो जाता.
और ये सोच के भी देखना, मतलब अगर किसी बच्चे को डराना है चाय कॉफी नहीं पीना है ये बोलने के लिए, तो द मोस्ट इफेक्टिव वे प्रोबेबली वुड हैव बीन दैट, राइट? सो आज तक अगर चलते आ रहा है, मतलब इट वुड हैव वर्क्ड एट सम
एंड इन माय केस लाइक माय डैड एंड वन ऑफ माय अंकल्स हु रियली लाइक दे लाइक उड़ेलो चाय, राइट? आई मीन दे यूज्ड टू ड्रिंक सो मच टी एंड दे जस्ट हैपेंड टू बी
स्लाइटली डार्कर स्किन राइट नाउ बाय द वे.
No, and they just happen to be slightly darker skin than other people. So they were actually used as examples. कि ये देखो पापा बहुत ज़्यादा चाय पीते हैं तो वो तो मतलब काले हैं तो तुम मत पियो, मतलब that was that.
मैं तो हूँ ही थोड़ा सा dark, थोड़ा सा क्या, मैं dark हूँ basically. और मैं तो मतलब basically schools वगैरह में
established
चाय पीते हो गया. अरे क्रिकेट खेलते थे ना यार, इन द सेंस हम लोग क्रिकेट तो लोग इनफैक्ट आई रिमेम्बर 11th 12th के समय जो लाइक आई हैड अ हाई स्कूल गर्लफ्रेंड बैक देन एंड शी सेड कि देखो तुम काले हो रहे हो एंड आई वाज लाइक क्योंकि धूप में खेलता हूँ मैं, बट लाइक
धूप में खेलने वाला कालापन डजंट stick if, yeah but anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't stick, but but the point is every time this discussion happens, right, there are two things that I kind of थिंक अबाउट.
इसका एक और रेसिस्ट एक्सटेंशन बताओ,
बता दे आज.
ये हमारे स्कूल में मतलब इसी का एक्सटेंशन एक और डिस्कशन होता है. एंड द रीजन साउथ में लोग ज्यादा काले हैं क्योंकि कॉफी पीते हैं, व्हिच इज कॉफी इज अ डार्कर ड्रिंक देन टी ना. सो इसके
अच्छा मैं अपना एकदम इनोसेंट दिमाग का बताऊं थोड़ा सा तुम लोग को. मेरा इनोसेंट दिमाग ने मुझे जब मैं एकदम 6th 7th स्टैंडर्ड में जब था, तब मैंने ये सोचा कि साउथ में लोग ज्यादा काले इसलिए क्योंकि धूप वहां पे ज्यादा पड़ती है.
एग्जैक्टली दिस वाज द
बट द थिंग इज कि जैसे राजस्थान में भी तो है गर्मी काफी पड़ती है. तो
नहीं इक्वेटर पास करता है ना वहां से. ये मेरा एक्चुअल लॉजिक था ये एट वन पॉइंट.
नहीं व्हिच इज आई मीन लाइक इट्स true in a weird sense ki like we all come from Africa and mm-hmm. Africa is like equator crosses through Africa mm-hmm. and the first Homo sapiens, so as to say, it has been proven that they were like African
Ethiopians. Yeah,
yeah, Ethiopians. So they were definitely mm-hmm. darker mm-hmm. and the funny thing is that Europeans who are white because those Homo sapiens word copulation is the right word, I think, copulated and, with the Neanderthals.
Yeah, no, and also do you I would recommend this it's a 2 or 3 year old video I remember. So the CNN guy, this Anderson Cooper, okay, so this there was this thing about some researchers found out, this is a slight tangent, but some researchers had found out that they had sort of developed a prototype of the first inhabitants of Europe. Like this was like, I don't know, very very early in human history, and they were of course dark skinned. And there is a video of Anderson Cooper and then at the same time, or maybe I'm mixing two things, but there's a way that you know this 23andMe and all those. So somehow Anderson Cooper is reacting to finding out how his, you know, great ancestors look like. And I'm talking about Anderson Cooper. Like, matlab, usse zyada white insaan bahut hi kam hote hain.
Yeah, he's really white.
Yeah. And the way he reacts, oh my God, it's pretty funny actually. So you should check it out. Ki matlab, like, I mean, he realizes, oh my God, he's because at that point, I don't know, then he suddenly realizes ki he works for CNN. So he's like trying to be happy. Ki, oh, yes, me, you know, brown ancestors, but whatever.
So, soch agar wo Fox ke liye kaam karta to.
Which reminds me, because yeah. Aditya, you edit our videos. So at this point, can you put, so there is this famous clip and I hope the two of you have seen it. If you have not seen it, I like go on YouTube and see it right now. It's the Fox News, ex-Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly saying on Fox News that there's the truth. Santa is white. So was Jesus. It's just the truth. Which to our listeners, Jesus, maybe you've seen that image, but Jesus was from Palestine and most likely he looked much more like us then
yeah even the brown guy from Palestine yeah. Of course
so that is that. But whenever we talk about colorism or racism, and I'm using the word colorism because in India, well, this is again like what is race, this will become a more fundamental, like there is nothing like race. If you read something like
race is not a biological construct.
Exactly. It's a very socio-political construct, right? So in India, you can also talk about racism because some people will be like, in India, we are all the same race. So why are you using the term racism? Hmm. So use colorism or something.
No, we live with South Indian, so we are not racist, right? As minister.
Intellectual.
Yeah. Intellectual. The right-wing intellectual. It sounds like something that Kailash Vijayvargiya also thinks, it sounds like, but it was someone else. Yeah.
If you put this tweet out or niche quote mein, if you attribute it to Kailash Vijayvargiya, he wouldn't offer.
He would say, bola hoga.
बहुत कुछ बोल देता है.
तरुण विजय
यस. उसके बाद भाई साहब वो डिफेंड करने भी आ गए थे अलग अलग न्यूज चैनल्स पे. एनीवे
एंड आई नो दैट लाइक ब्रॉडली वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट क्रिकेट एंड सो लेट्स जस्ट डू दिस फर्स्ट. सो लेट्स फर्स्ट टॉक अबाउट दिस इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ क्रिकेट एंड देन वी कैन मूव टू द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ this in subcontinent, color in subcontinent, right? So first of all, the fact that Sammy came out and talked about it and this happened to him in IPL.
So I'm actually looking at that 2014 squad of Sunrisers.
Gun squad tha aise.
Haan, the squad was very good. Usme
Gunslinger Sunrisers mein tha. Nahi nahi.
Haan yaar.
Gunslinger?
Stain.
Acha Stain.
Stain, Stain ho gaya.
Gunslinger bola tha, main Malinga sochne laga tha.
No, so Jason Holder was also in that squad. I don't know 2014 mein usko kitna khilaya, kya hua, but I would be interested in knowing if he also observed something. But he hasn't come out and said anything.
Recently said something that he was in.
Irfan was also in the squad. Yeah, exactly. Irfan was also in that squad. Yeah.
Sir, weirdly, somehow the newspapers reach out to two people, Irfan Pathan and Parvez Rasool. I don't know why. But Irfan Pathan said that he has no idea that this happened in the squad, but he knows that even during like Ranji and all, the South Indian cricketers often face such conflict.
So yeah,
do you think it is just the newspapers reaching out just to him? Probably they reached out to a lot many people.
He spoke, yeah, but he
only
decided
a couple
to
of them speak. So I don't think the newspapers would be shy of airing an opinion by Sachin Tendulkar or somebody.
सबसे अजीब चीज़ क्या है बहुत ही कि जब सबसे पहले एक कमेंट आया दिमाग में तो तुम लोग के दिमाग में ये था कि ईशान शर्मा का पिक्चर इज आउट सो यू नो दैट
हां सो हुआ तो था लाइक इट्स नॉट लाइक कि इरफान के सामने नहीं हुआ होगा बट हुआ तो है
कोई तुम लोग ने जब ये न्यूज़ आई सैमी ने ऐसा बोला कि यू गाइस लाइक इंस्टाग्राम में ही डिड एन इंस्टाग्राम सबसे पहले वाज हिज इंस्टाग्राम स्टोरी वेयर ही सेड जस्ट वॉच दिस एपिसोड एंड आई रिमेंबर दैट आई वाज कॉल्ड लालू एंड आई थॉट दैट इट मेंट स्टैलियन सो मी एंड एक और किसी का नाम ले वी थॉट परेरा थजारा परेरा they called us Kalu and we thought it's Stallion but now realizing please brothers tell to jab usne aise brothers bola tum log dimag mein kaun se players aaye the mujhe ye batao
mere dimag mein clearly waise to maine socha nahi tha because I didn't clearly remember
I also don't know
mein aur Indians kaun the but if you just tell me ki I would have guessed someone ye bhi bahut racist statement hi ho gaya I would have even said Kohli at that point, a young Kohli.
मेरे दिमाग में क्या बहुत काफी क्या मनीष पांडे है उस स्क्वाड में क्या मैं मेरे सामने स्क्वाड नहीं इसलिए मैं पूछ रहा हूँ
नहीं उस स्क्वाड में मनीष पांडे नहीं है I am looking
पता नहीं क्यों मेरे दिमाग में मनीष पांडे है कि मनीष पांडे ऐसी हरकत है पता नहीं क्यों I don't उसके चेहरे में ऐसा कुछ है
जड्डू what about
जड्डू
है जड्डू तो शायद अभी भी बोल देगा
मतलब there are some names which pop up not because वो लोग they are more racist than others just that they are less aware than others of being politically correct that's all
see Jaddu ka with his actions and all with his tweets and all it's quite possible I honestly don't know about Manish Pandey if he would be like that I don't know so by the way ye jo Irfan ne bola right about Ranji and South Indian so I was just googling
Abhinav Mukund
ha exactly ha Abhinav Mukund ka ek article back mila mujhe Hindustan Times ka which is back in 2017 and he is saying the same thing ki matlab ever since I've been playing you know I've been traveling around the country and outside and everyone seems to like you know I have been I'm reading this as the exact quote from the article I have been traveling a lot within and outside our country since I was 15 ever since I was young people's obsession with my skin color has always been a mystery to me anyone who follows cricket would understand the obvious and then he goes on to say that you know matlab bhai because
he has mentioned about how both Indian and Ranji dressing rooms have both treated him like I mean
yeah,
jokes
yeah, yeah. yeah yeah about his color yeah
and stuff like that
so so that's the thing right I mean it might sound a little odd to some people but I think see white people I'm not saying I'm you know I'm not doing a Britta Perry here that I am fine with racism you know there is a clear distinction between white people and colored people and you know then they you know then they are racist but Indians among themselves with not a lot of difference they are still racist which is something else
which kind of is the second point that I wanted to talk about which is caste because honestly race has been a race bol raha hu color has been a signifier of where one falls in the caste line I have friends who are like quote unquote brahmins but are darker and they have heard like they have had things ki are tum brahman nahi lagte aisa bhi bola gaya
ha ha are and the other way around which is even more offensive that you know that
how can you be
a lower caste yeah you're fair
so I think when Nishant you're talking about ki we are racist towards each I think we cannot ignore the fact that a lot of it comes from the way we expect caste to
exactly
like and also how basically the tribal Indian is portrayed in our epics and generally in movies even in modern day movies right
the अरे बाहुबली यार लुक एट द इट्स द बिगेस्ट एंड दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग लाइक इट्स नॉट जस्ट इन नॉर्थ इंडिया इवन इन साउथ इंडिया दिस इज लाइक रैम्पेंट
बिकॉज़ इफ यू लुक एट योर एवरेज तेलुगु मूवी और एनी मूवी इफ द हीरो इज फेयरली डार्क स्किन राइट ऑन एन एवरेज लाइक इफ यू पिक अ रैंडम गाय ऑन द स्ट्रीट्स इट्स फेयरली डार्क स्किन बट टू establish that the a character is villainous
it's like, he has to be darker
a masala Telugu movie has to be a shade darker than
hero
which is why many a time these guys are actually shaded black right like they're painted black on their face in a lot of these movies
can I do an odd tangent have both of you see do you I'm sure you guys have seen that movie but both of you remember Ishq
of course yeah huh
उसमें वो याद है कि अजय देवगन का दादा बनता है आमिर खान एक सीन के लिए एंड ही पूरा ब्लैक फेस अजय देवगन दादा
विश्वात्मा में भी
रैंडमली याद आ गया मुझे कि
विश्वात्मा में एक सीन है वेयर दे आर इन नैरोबी और मोम्बासा और सम प्लेस राइट जहां पे चंकी पांडे ब्लैक फेस में पोकर खेलने जाता है
हां या आई रिमेंबर और नैरोबी या आई मीन Nairobi bol raha hu yeah they're not just Vishwatma many other movies
so coming back to this Darren Sammy incident so when Sammy actually mentioned this there was not a lot of disbelief in me ki ye ho kaise sakta hai ya ye jhoot bol raha hai 1% bhi mere liye waisa nahi tha basically
it's sad but it's very. That's
possible.
A reality. It's
So there is one part of it, which is the reaction from the Indian cricketers and BCCI.
Which is none.
Zero. And this is surprising. This is surprising because BCCI, या तो फिर ये वही पूरी मोदी जी वाली बात है जहाँ पे the only thing that BCCI cares about is Indian media. Because Indian consumer doesn't give a fuck. Right? They don't. Care उनको फर्क नहीं पड़ता एंड दे आर इवन डिफेंडिंग इट इफ यू सी ऑन ट्विटर एंड ऑल सो बीसीसीआई इज लाइक कि क्या फर्क पड़ता है अपन को कुछ बोलने की जरूरत नहीं पर दूसरा इफ बीसीसीआई इमेजिन्स अर्निंग मनी फ्रॉम आउटसाइड ऑफ इंडिया बिकॉज आई मीन ऑनेस्टली लाइक आफ्टर ऑल द जॉर्ज फ्लॉयड इंसिडेंट्स यू सी अमेरिकन कॉर्पोरेट react
are even if this would have happened in like the big bash or county cricket mein kahin pe hota to ECB would have not just spoken out
lack
but have
of
taken
accountability
action.
Right sponsors pulling out is not a real threat with the IPL right so
basically matlab is cheez ko thoda aage le jao ki thoda sa tangent mein main बात करूंगा एंड आई नो दैट वी विल टॉक अबाउट दिस इन द अदर सेगमेंट्स फॉर बीजे पॉल इज इंडिया नेपाल एंड हाउ दिस इंडो नेपाल रिलेशनशिप स्टार्टेड डिटेरियरेटिंग बट अ क्विक पॉइंट नेपाल वॉज रेटिफाइंग देयर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन इन आई थिंक 2015 2016 व्हेन द होल मधीसी थिंग हैपेंड राइट एंड इंडियन गवर्नमेंट बैक देन मोदी दे विच इज अगेन वियर्ड बिकॉज an Indian prime minister cared about a country Nepal ki minority Madhesi the minority there right and minority. He wanted for them to have more rights because the constitution was kind of sidelining them this is Modi in India look at Scotland but anyway so and that's how the whole fracas started between India and Nepal right wahan se shuru hua sab kuch to lekin point ye ki why did he want Madhesis to have this? Because Madhesis are basically Biharis and Bihar mein state elections ho rahe the tab. And he thought ki by squeezing Nepal, he'll get more votes in Bihar. So he basically allowed one foreign relation, which was like the closest foreign relation India has had since India's inception.
And ironically, the only Hindu country.
Go to trash so that he could win Bihar.
Yeah, and which he didn't eventually.
Which, wo bhi ek...
I mean, eventually, as in depends on kahan tak define kar rahe, but at that time.
But the thing what I'm trying to go to is that he, like the government, the current government cares about what Indians think, and their foreign policy is also shaped by what Indians want.
Or is it? Is it's basically because what will help them win the next state? Or the
yeah,
next
exactly.
Yeah.
But like even BCCI is basically just focused on that, right? They don't care about PR as long as it's not bad PR. Agar, so a hypothetical question to you. Instead of Sammy, if this had happened with an Indian cricketer from Tamil Nadu, do you think BCCI would have reacted differently, or do you think cricketers would have reacted?
I would even go to the extent of saying that if it was Chris Gayle and not Darren Sammy, you might have actually had a reaction.
Yeah, maybe because he's more popular. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. No, but like, my point was like it would, like you said earlier.
But Darren Sammy at the cost of an Indian cricketer. Hey, Dan Simolo, Chris Gayle at the cost of an Indian cricketer?
Probably not.
Because punishment.
I mean, what the cost, right? I mean, the cost would be just apologizing. It wouldn't be much more than that. But my point was ki earlier what you said, it only matters to them if the Indian media and Indian public is reacting. So, because what happened to KL Rahul and Hardik Pandya? It happened.
This is far worse than that, right?
I know. But it happened. But
that was not anything. That was just moral stupid. Like,
there was an outrage. No. Again, it was just a perception thing. It happened only because there was an outrage. So, in this case, unfortunately, cricket fans are defending. So, they don't care. Yeah.
Exactly, right? So let's compare these two most recent incidents, both the Pandya incident and this one.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, look at what we outrage at and whether it is proportionate to the actual crime in that case, right? Like in Darren Sammy's case, there has been absolutely no outrage, and when probably there should have been some. And in fact, instead of outraging, we've actually gone the other way around and we've defended the act, right? Which is even more embarrassing than what happened. Like, I don't think Darren Sammy, if you listen to his interviews and what he has spoken on some podcasts, he is not actually talking in the sense that he's not even asking them to apologize, right? So what he says is that I only expect some of them to call me and explain to me what it actually meant back then, right? And look at it as an opportunity to educate people about why it is wrong. So I don't even think even that aspect of this has been covered. It's not even as if, I don't think there is any West Indian cricketer today who would actually go to the extent of asking a body like BCCI or the IPL to apologize, right?
Sadly, they cannot. And
they cannot. The cricket is so lopsided in favor of financial dependence on India is so much that is never going to happen. Which is why I said Chris Gayle probably, because Chris Gayle is still a big enough brand name in India. With Darren Sammy's case,
even Malinga ke saath bhi hota tha shayad.
Look at Sammy's case, right? So Sammy might have been a World Cup winning captain for the West Indies, but even West Indies, maybe he is Darren Sammy, right? He's not a superstar. And what India looks at is not what is being spoken, but who is speaking it.
Bhai, maine to yahan tak ke defense bhi dekhe hain usko, defense dekhe hain is cheez ke ki recently Darren Sammy was given an honorary Pakistani citizenship, so that's why he's doing it. So jab level hi ye hai, toh, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And the other kind of responses that we have got is ki hamare yahan ghar pe bachchon ko,
like, that's fine.
nickname diya jata hai.
Nickname de diya jata hai. Exactly, as if that's okay.
So, I think the Chris Gayle comparison is very fair. I think now moving on to another aspect. Imagine this had happened in Big Bash or England, right? Imagine an a current English cricketer was found to have put a picture on social media where he said me and the blackie.
Let's Nick Compton ke baat to nahi kar rahe ho aap.
how would like, so like if Ishan Sharma was a white guy representing England, what would be his punishment? What would have happened?
I would go to the extent of saying if Ishan Sharma ke badle had this been done by a Josh Butler, the Indian media would have covered it.
yeah. But again, I think
it happened in the IPL, but the allegations were on Ishan Sharma rather than Ishan Sharma. It was Butler or Owen Morgan who had done it. The entire Indian media would have covered it and defended Darren Sammy in that case. It's the inability to accept that we can go wrong, and there is
it's the hypocrisy there, right? With all the celebrities actually concerned about Black Lives Matter, but nothing about, you know, how minorities
somehow this belief that the fact that we were colonized that automatically means that we cannot be racist. I think that's another myth that deserves to be busted.
मैंने ये भी सुना है कि कृष्ण भी हमारे तो भगवान ही काले हैं, तो हम कहाँ से रेसिस्ट?
कृष्ण
भगवान काले हैं, काली देवी हैं, तो मतलब
but even there you look at the euphemism, right? कृष्ण is always I don't know if I should be even speaking it on this podcast, but I don't know. But Krishna is generally portrayed as blue. Own up to his
no, and actual the actual Kali actually. No, the actual Kali, like the Mata. that avatar, she's black, all right.
But she is very brutal.
Yeah, exactly. She's being barbaric in that time. So, I mean, that shows you.
So the story is this, right? So, and again, I don't know if this we should talk about, but who cares, right? If you're listening to us, and if you don't like this, just stop listening to. Yeah. So, like, काली माता या जगन्नाथ पुरी वाला जो लाइक क्या विष्णु है ना, राइट? जगन्नाथ पुरी
विष्णु,
बट बेसिकली व्हाट, सो दे वर बेसिकली ट्राइबल गॉड्स, राइट?
एंड अप्रोप्रिएटेड
बाय द ब्रॉडर हिंदू फेथ, एंड दैट्स व्हाई अ लॉट ऑफ देयर इंस्टिंक्ट्स आर ट्राइबल इंस्टिंक्ट्स व्हिच आर नॉट वेरी ब्राह्मणिकल इन नेचर. लाइक इफ यू इमेजिन लाइक Brahmin, even a Tam Brahm or a North Indian Brahmin, right? Let's not talk about Kashmiri Pandits or Bengali Brahmins at this point. So, Kali Mata does not fit in their scheme of things, right?
Yes.
Because she's basically like eating meat and killing people and all of that, right? And none of... So all of these were basically... So, these stories, inko backdate karke accommodate kiya gaya. But, kahin na kahin apni... I think
it's like a कोई अगर स्टैंडअलोन कॉमिक बुक हीरो का
मार्वल बोल दे हाँ वही तो है एवेंजर्स ही तो है हमारा
और उसके बाद then in the larger scheme of things because मार्वल एंड गेम तक लेके जाना था तो then we added another track कि यहाँ पे एंटमैन आ गया वहां से वो आ गया वैसे so then you have like this broader universe right multiple avatars again ट्रिगर वार्निंग देना चाहिए पहले से
हमें तो पहले ही दे दिया ना अपने बट द थिंग इज कि अल्टीमेटली इट बॉइल्स डाउन टू द वी लुक एट हायरार्की द वे आर सोसाइटी स्ट्रक्चर्ड इज एन इनविजिबल हायरार्की विजिबल आल्सो बट इनविजिबल आई एम यूजिंग द वर्ड इनविजिबल इज बिकॉज टू अकोमोडेट द कॉकेशियन वाइट रेस एंड द अफ्रीकन ब्लैक पीपल राइट बेसिकली द मोमेंट A white person enters India, they become an honorary Brahmin. That's how they're treated.
Yeah.
Like this super Brahmin.
Super Brahmin.
Yeah.
And that is, I would probably have mentioned this otherwise. So in a hypothetical alternate history, if say the East India Company was actually say Ethiopian, would the Indians have fallen for them?
Have we talked about this before?
I think we've talked about this off the record.
Achha,
but yeah, so my I don't know, for some reason I believe that we were access more accommodative. We were more accommodative even at the feudal level. Mein, hum logon ka, we were more accommodative of the white men coming in, and
we trusted
them a lot more because of their complexion.
Yeah, because they also, yeah, I mean, your point is absolutely right, and they sort of promise the ruling class at that point that they can keep, you know, suppressing who they have been suppressing. So,
so that is the story, right, in this Manu Pillai's book, the Italian Brahmin, the courtesan and the Mahatma, where he talks about the Italian Brahmin that he mentions. So how he goes about converting that village is first getting the Brahmins to convert, right? The Brahmins convert, and then they convert to Christianity, and then they continue wearing their janeyu, right, in that. And that is like a selling point to the other people in the village, right? The non-Brahmin communities in the village. This is their way of like marketing kara rahe hain, basically.
Yeah.
And the way they sold it to the Brahmins was that Gora koi aa raha hai, toh matlab, Gora had to, had to sell it in such a fashion that I am like this super Brahmin kind of a, I belong to that kind of a strata, and which is why you converting is not very, like, you are not downgrading yourself, it's actually an upgrade.
Upgrade, yeah.
That,
I mean, we can take your hypothesis even back, like, if, and again, this is, we are just three engineers, so
we, yeah, we can talk about everything.
Exactly. So I'm taking your hypothesis even back. If, like, we talk about Muslim invasion in India, but remember, all of these people were Turkish and Central Asian. If they were not Turkish or Central Asian, do, like, because in the end, what I'm trying to say is that even for invading armies, the war is not being fought every day, right?
Yes.
Ultimately, to beat someone, you politically align with someone, and then you, like, Nadir Shah aya, he captured Sindh, but after, like, once he's captured Sindh, everyone else knows that he has captured Sindh, right? So there is politics that is being played, and I think personally, if they were, I mean, this, you, I'm just stretching your hypothesis, if, what if they were not, like, they were Turkish and Central Asian, means they were farers. And there was something about that. Because like I've been trying to read about the trade routes of that in period of India before the Buddhist period, right? The Buddhist period ka Africa ke saath. And I'm realizing that a lot of trade was happening with North Africa. But, and a lot of trade was also happening with Central Asia. But we never, I don't know, maybe this is something, because this is way before Industrial Revolution, so we cannot say,
like,
you know, race.
Trade routes and stuff also
but,
mattered.
But like, ultimately, everyone who won over us was fairer than us. Ever.
It's also about how much do you open up, right? So, say the East India Company came as a trading company, and if you had to open up to them, for them to get some sort of traction in the subcontinent. So that wouldn't happen if you are in the, A, in the first place, not very trusting of them. So,
and I think just one more thing that I wanted to add, like, again, it's a slight tangent from the Sami story, but just about this, you know, pandering to white people thing. So why do you think, like, Modi ji and other, like, Bhakts, why do they hate Nehru so much? It's the same reason, right? Matlab, he was, like, educated with the Goras. He got Gora women, Gori women attention. So that's it, right? I mean, so,
But even there, right? So I don't think they hate the idea of a Gora as much as the Gora liberal, modern Gora liberal values, right?
They want to be, they want to keep their old pathetic values, but want to be Goras. Yeah.
They would be completely okay with a Gora who is absolutely racist and even a white supremacist for that extent.
Ah, so that's what Hindu Americans and Republican Hindu coalition is in the US.
So they'll align there, but they wouldn't be okay with a Gora liberal, because a Gora liberal will go after them as much as they would go after a Muslim guy or a black guy, right?
Yeah.
So,
अभी तो हार्वर्ड
निधि राजदन भी आ रही है
हार्वर्ड की इज्जत कम हो गई है
हार्वर्ड पे फेथ लूज हो गया है अब तो पता नहीं क्या होगा भाई देख लेना आदित्य मतलब बेरोजगार ना हो जाओ तुम
वो तो पहले से हो गया ना, मोदी जी ने तो बहुत पहले
आदित्य वापस इंडिया में जाके जॉब्स ढूंढेगा प्रोफेसर की, तो बोलेंगे कि कहाँ से हो, बोले हार्वर्ड से, गलगोटिया से हो तो बताना। बट डैरेन सैमी, आई थिंक
व्हाट वुड फोर्स द बीसीसीआई टू स्पीक, लाइक
मार्केट फोर्सेस। So this is the same thing that, and again, this is not part of our agenda, but we are recording this on the day that the news came out that Sushant Singh Rajput, the Bollywood actor, died. And then there's, of course, that happened, but the way media has covered that news has been problematic, right?
With zero sensitivity.
Right? But the thing that I keep going back to is this. You tell me, how many times around you have you heard this news that the picture of his dead body is being shared widely? I'm not talking about news channel, I'm talking about WhatsApp, right? This is happening. So what I'm trying to say is ki ultimately, be it the BCCI, be it the news media, they are a symptom of the problem that is in the society. The society craves for such things.
Right, exactly.
Even more than that, right? So this is, at least we are talking about absolute zero sensitivity. I completely disagree that this should be shared. So like, I don't stand for it. We do even worse, right? So when there is, so a few years ago there was a case of a minor girl who and there was a case of date rape or something like that in my town. And within a couple of days of that incident, these are family WhatsApp groups sharing photos of, they say, this is the girl that this incident took place to. There is absolutely zero sensitivity to the fact that the victim deserves privacy in this case.
Yeah. And also, like, there would be not just sharing and matlab uski privacy to kai baar mein, but they would be blaming her. Ki matlab is tarah se, yeah. She must be signal de rahi hogi.
There is also this human tendency of, I don't know, this is something very human.
This is voyeurism and very...
We want to be the first one to break the news. Like, ye ladki thi.
I mean, today what I've observed in a lot of my friend and family circle is ki people in India are refusing to just believe ki depression kuch hota hai aur koi aisa insan, you know, it's actually an illness and कुछ एक इंसान ऐसा कदम उठा सकता है उसमें, तो बिकॉज़ दे आर लाइक कि कुछ, आई थिंक इट वाज एबीपी न्यूज़ या समथिंग, तो भाई पड़ोसी के घर घुस गए कि यू नो फर्स्ट दे स्टार्टेड
कैसे थे वो
कैसे थे ये वो, एंड वो पड़ोसी बोल रहे कि ऐसे कैसे कोई डिप्रेस होकर ऐसा कुछ कर सकता है, हम तो सरकार से गुजारिश कर रहे हैं कि जांच होनी चाहिए। आई मीन व्हाट
एंड द अदर नोशन दैट
एंड
यू आर
टू आर एक्चुअली बिलीविंग दिस एंड पीपल आर थिंक इज सेइंग कि मतलब अब नाउ दैट दे हैव गॉट दिस ट्रोप दे हैव टर्नड इट दिस हॉरिबल इंसिडेंट व्हिच दे एक्चुअली शुड बी यूजिंग टू यू नो ब्रिंग अ हेल्थ एक्सपर्ट मेंटल हेल्थ एक्सपर्ट एंड टॉक अबाउट mental illness and all those things, they're actually treating it as like ki ab ye to bhai ek mystery wo ho gayi hai, you know, the exact thing they did with Shri Devi's death,
Boni
Kapoor wo kar rahe the. So yeah, I mean,
and this we have seen in the past too, right? So the fact that Western societies are more aware of mental health as an issue means that you will have a lot of these Australian and English cricketers opting out of tours, right?
Yeah.
So it happened with Trescothick in the past. It has happened with Jonathan Trott a few years ago, and as recently as like I think 2019 or 20.
Maxwell
pulled out, right, of a tour to India. So if you look at, and even racism, like Jofra Archer's case, when he called out some New Zealand fans for racism, which was like November or December last year.
Yeah.
In all of these cases, if you look at the Twitter responses, the most bigoted and vitriolic response and the most insensitive responses come from South Asia in general. I would not just say that it comes only from India. The general response is this, both in case of racism and in case of mental health, is that Western societies mein hai, toh you are basically much weaker individuals. You have to toughen up. Agar itne tough nahi ho, toh ye sport khel kyun rahe ho? This is the response to, kabhi dekha hai Indian cricketer ko tumne mental health ke case mein?
वो भी एक डिस्कशन का टॉपिक है कि मतलब क्यों, बिकॉज एक तो पहली अंडरस्टैंडिंग नहीं है और दूसरा, आई मीन आई समटाइम्स सीरियसली फील फॉर दीज गाइज, बिकॉज इफ देयर इज वन ग्रुप ऑफ क्रिकेटर्स दैट शुड have extreme anxiety issue, that's Indian cricketers, man.
Indian cricketers, yeah.
Because the amount of pressure that they have.
Yeah.
Or same with Jofra Archer ke case mein. Jofra Archer, when he complained of someone making racist slurs from the New Zealand crowd, देसी पब्लिक को पता नहीं क्या हो रहा था कि ये टफन अप इंग्लैंड में तुझे चांस मिला है, ये बड़ी बात है. मतलब व्हाई शुड इट बी दैट वे, राइट? दिस टाइज इनटू द सेम रिस्पांस दैट इरफान पठान गॉट रिसेंटली.
एंड इवन आई मीन सी वी डोंट अंडरस्टैंड, राइट? वी हैव ऑलरेडी टॉक्ड अबाउट द प्रीकर्सर टू द मंकी गेट वेयर आई डोंट नो इफ वी डिड टॉक अबाउट इट ऑन द रिकॉर्ड.
नो, वी हैव नॉट स्पोकन अबाउट इट ऑन द रिकॉर्ड,
बट इट वाज, इट्स द क्राउड. द क्राउड इज ऑलवेज रेसिस्ट. सो
because I think mentioned this on the pod probably, so the Indian crowds, we are so unimaginative with our chants. Either our chants are generally yelling out the names of the players, like Sachin, matlab ye chant hai, theek hai, Dhoni, matlab
tone bhi change nahi ki,
this is ye tone le lo aur isme kuch bhi bitha do, aur ye non racist chants. Iske baad agar do Pepsi और पीने के बाद क्योंकि देश में तो बियर नहीं मिलता है ना, तो बे 13 में तो ये बहाना दे सकते हो कि बियर चल रहा है अंदर. यहाँ पे तो वो भी नहीं, दो या तीन पेप्सी और एक छास पी के अंकल जी बोलने लगते हैं कि अरे सरदार नाचना भांगड़ा कर डैरन सामी के केस में तो उसने सुना अपने टीममेट से इसके लिए, बट आई एम प्रीटी श्योर इंडियन क्राउड्स डू इट, बिकॉज व्हेन आई वाज इन दिस इंडिया ऑस्ट्रेलिया गेम, देयर वाज दिस एंटायर स्टैंड, अ सेक्शन ऑफ द स्टैंड व्हिच एक्चुअली डिड मंकी जेस्चर्स, एंड टू देयर क्रेडिट, दिस इज 2007 दैट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट, आई थिंक रत्नाकर शेट्टी वॉज द सेक्रेटरी ऑफ मुंबई क्रिकेट एसोसिएशन बैक देन. रत्नाकर शेट्टी एक्चुअली अनाउंस्ड इट इन द ग्राउंड that whatever you are doing, that we have zero tolerance to racism, and these guys were evicted within the next half an hour, so which is absolutely progressive for India, I would say.
Yeah,
us time ke liye. In fact tabhi to mujhe bhi awareness nahi tha, main soch raha tha inko bahar kyun nikal diya ground se, matlab this is what I thought back then, but it actually did happen back then. So unimaginative ye, aur eventually hum logon ka fir the next set of chants that we have is basically Ganpati Bappa Moriya. हमारे पास यही तीन ऑप्शन है, मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि कोई गाना बना के जा रहा है.
अरे भारत माता की भी तो है ना,
जीतेगा भाई जीतेगा. सो या आई थिंक देयर इज अ ब्रॉडर प्रॉब्लम, एंड देन दिस टाइज इनटू द फैक्ट दैट वन थिंग व्हिच वी डिडंट स्पीक अबाउट इज द साइलेंस, राइट? सो द रेडियो साइलेंस दैट इट इज रेस्पॉन्डेड टू बाय आवर स्टॉलवर्ड्स.
या मैन, आई मीन इट्स
people like Sachin Tendulkar, like
I don't know why. Because Shikhar Dhawan was also in that squad, in the he has an immigrant wife in Australia, I'm sure kuch to usko wo gyan deti hogi na, because at least in Australia mein bhi hai racism, but India se thoda slightly better hi hai. To kuch to, I mean, it's not like these guys are not aware, they're just not saying anything. I mean, they did.
Because one thing which we don't get is something which Sambit Bal has very nicely put, is offense not meant is not always offense not taken. It doesn't have to be
that. Yeah.
So I think that is something we absolutely do not get. But my problem, the bigger problem, and this is not just restricted to the case of Indian cricketers not speaking out in case of Darren Sammy, they have not even spoken out in support of their fellow India teammate for a long time. Like Irfan Pathan, when he speaks out and he's getting trolled on a daily basis by these Twitter trolls.
It's so sad, man. Irfan Pathan ka to, like, a guy like who was the man of the match when India won a World Cup against Pakistan.
Muslim Indian player has to perform against Pakistan to be considered great.
Yes, but he still has to, like, abhi matlab, it was so sad that he actually had to say, you know, ki he had to clarify. He had to clarify, which is so sad. I mean,
essentially that, right? So LK Advani famously mentions in a campaign speech, or there is a rally just around the Rath Yatra times, where and Azhar scores 100 apparently around the same time, and Advani in one of his campaign speeches mentions that देखो मुसलमान होना है तो ऐसा मुसलमान बनो जो देश के लिए 100 बना
रहा है रोहित शेट्टी वर्जन ना
रोहित शेट्टी वर्जन द पॉइंट इज दैट वो अगर उस दिन जीरो पे आउट होता है तो क्या वो कम इंडियन हो जाता एज अ एंड हाउ इज अजरुद्दीन गेटिंग आउट ऑन जीरो एनी डिफरेंट टू सचिन तेंदुलकर गेटिंग आउट ऑन जीरो सो इट्स अ डिस्क्लेमर सो आई डोंट मीन टू से दैट दैट इज अ प्रीरिक्विजिट फॉर हिम टू बी कंसिडर्ड एज अ पेट्रियट और व्हाटएवर
Irfan Pathan, and this again ties to the whole Sammy,
by the way, Sammy, by the way, was the captain. Tu soch raha hai, matlab he was the captain of the squad.
Yeah.
But
again, sab pehle cheez the Indian cricketers, jo current cricketers ya even ex cricketers, ek to again they come from us. I am inclined to believe that a lot, even if they're playing with someone like an Irfan Pathan or a Mohammad Shami or a Mohammad Kaif, they andar to matlab like peet peeche to wo bhi usko bolte hi honge yaar ye to, you know, and the fact that they're not saying anything just tells me there is a gag from BCCI, and also they tacitly agree.
But in Irfan Pathan's case, it's not even a BCCI thing that he's talking about, right? In Irfan Pathan's case, it's talking about a bigger social evil.
Yeah, it all started with him just saying that, you know, people are denied like renting houses in societies because of their religion. That's what he said. Isme kya problem hai? Like, isme to BCCI cricket se kuch related bhi nahi.
Or in general, the fact that he's speaking the right things, उससे प्रॉब्लम है लोगों को बेसिकली इट स्टार्टेड ऑफ विद दिस अभिनव मुकुंद थिंग राइट सो दिस क्रिकेटर्स फ्रॉम द साउथ वाला केस दैट इज व्हाट ही फर्स्ट स्पोक अबाउट एंड देन ही वेंट ऑन टू से दैट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन इज नॉट जस्ट ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ रेस इन इंडिया बट समवन नॉट बीइंग ग्रांटेड अ हाउस इन अ रेसिडेंशियल अपार्टमेंट ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ देयर रिलीजियन इज ऑल्सो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन इट्स नॉट डिफरेंट सो दिस इज व्हाट ही मेंशन्ड राइट सो हिम स्पीकिंग आउट डू यू थिंक द रेस्पॉन्स वुड हैव बीन एनी डिफरेंट हैड इट कम फ्रॉम से नॉट इरफान पठान बट जसप्रीत बुमराह लेट अस से
बट देन बुमराह वुड बुमराह हां मतलब होता कैसे बिकॉज़ बुमराह वुड नॉट फेस दिस राइट
नहीं बुमराह वुड नॉट हैव फेस्ड दिस बट Say a woke cricketer, hypothetically. मैं तुमको एक float कर रहा हूँ idea. Say Rahul Dravid.
Rahul Dravid woke नहीं है but हाँ बोल ले अभी. दिल को फैलाने के लिए ख्याल ही अच्छा है but बोलो.
नहीं नहीं मैं बोल रहा हूँ ऐसे.
Some XYZ whatever.
XYZ who is not a Muslim, a Hindu Indian cricketer.
Ahmed Sharma.
Rakesh Khan.
क्या public response same होता? Or do you think the fact that he is a Muslim speaking out makes it much worse?
Itself
is a problem.
कहने चले कि कोई वोक हिंदू क्रिकेटर होता है वो बोलते कि मुस्लिम्स को घर नहीं मिलता इंडिया में ये एक प्रॉब्लम है
वो होता नहीं अगर वो होता तो इंडिया में ये प्रॉब्लम नहीं होता इरफान पठान को बोलना नहीं पड़ता ये चीज वो मुझे पता है
बट दूसरा छोटा सा एग्जांपल ये है राइट जब युवराज सिंह ने शायद अफरीदी के चैरिटी में डोनेट किया तो क्या हुआ
तो क्या हुआ था
ही हैड टू अपोलोजाइज
एंड युवराज सिंह इज द क्लोजेस्ट बिकॉज़ ही इज हाफ मुस्लिम इन द सेंस हिज मदर इज मुस्लिम
यस
सो यू कैन लाइक यू नो बट See, and again, go, like the point is that there are. Abhi just recently, and it's a little tangent, but I just wanted to say, I was just reading about something on Kamli, right? And I realized that between 1995, when he played his last test, when he was 23, to 2001,
hmm.
6 years, his Ranji average was 68.
Wow. His eventual test average is what, around 54.
Hmm. But yeah. The thing is, for like, he played his last test in 95, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And between 95 to 2001, his average was 68 in Ranji. And I don't see why, like, we in 97, we went
didn't have a middle order.
We went to Sri Lanka where that 900 pala test happened, right? Where someone like Saurav Ganguly, to give you an example, he scored those 200s, but after scoring those 200s for the next 26 test, if you like discount the first two tests, 24 tests or something, his batting average was 26. And I he was not dropped because they saw him as a prodigy, whatever, I don't know. But I just don't see a reason why was Ganguly never, when Manjrekar was getting chances, right? Manjrekar played tests in South Africa and India.
Vukeri Raman played in 97, yeah.
There were many batsmen who played during that period.
Vikram Rathore has played a test match in between.
Oh, the so. Rathore opener tha and all of that. But like, I just don't see a reason for Ganguly not getting a chance.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, by going by his Ranji performances, yes. But
anyway, so this is a tangent. I'm sorry. This was something that I wanted to talk during our Darren Sammy and the way we look at players and the way...
But he was also close to Sachin, so I don't know what happened there. So that also matters. Not that, you know, getting close to Sachin should get you in the team, but I don't know. I mean, and Sachin was also the captain for a few years.
Yeah, one day team mein aaya na wo.
But yeah, that's true.
But what irks me the most right now is the fact that Sachin Tendulkar apne vada pav mein kaun sa chutney khata hai, ye mujhe pata hai. Matlab, this is what I know. Which I don't have to know that, but the fact that Sachin Tendulkar stands for his teammate or not is something we do not know and we'll never know.
See, I don't want to reduce, I don't want to reduce our listeners in half, but as I have said offline, outside the cricket field, Sachin Tendulkar is kind of pathetic and useless.
And we are huge Tendulkar fans to begin. So yeah. It's not
talk
like...
about yourself. No. Fans.
कोई भी उम्मीद है यू थिंक दैट समडे सम क्रिकेटर विल स्पीक आउट हु इज द मोस्ट लाइकली टू डू दैट
उन्मुख चांद
नो मोर रियलिस्टिकली प्रोबेबली अश्विन और जैक
ज़हीर खान बोल रहा है क्या
गावस्कर
वांट्स टू बट ही इज आल्सो लाइक काइंड ऑफ एम्प्लॉयड तो
हाँ वैसे गावस्कर बीच बीच में कुछ बोल देता है वैसे जैसे लास्ट ईयर इंडिया पाकिस्तान के केस में गावस्कर ने कुछ बोल दिया था आज तक पे और उसको गाली पड़ा
या ही बेसिकली सेड कि फक्स फॉर सेइंग कि मतलब नहीं खेलना चाहिए एंड ही वाज लाइक कि उनको क्यों फोकट के दो पॉइंट देना है एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स
लॉजिकली बात
की तो उसी में गाली खाली सो एंड दिस इज अगेन सुनील फकिंग गावस्कर सो वेयर इज दिस कंट्री गोइंग आई डोंट नो ठीक है
छोड़ो रहने दो
बट बेसिकली स्पाइनलेसनेस सिर्फ आज की बात नहीं है इट हैज हैपेंड इन द पास्ट एंड बीसीसीआई इंडियन क्रिकेट इज वन ऑफ द फॉर द बेमत दैट इट इज वी डोंट हैव अ फंक्शनल प्लेयर्स एसोसिएशन
हां एंड बीसीसीआई विल नॉट अलाउ इट
Huh, and even countries like New Zealand have a decent players association. We are one of the last countries. I don't know if we do have one now. Are we part of FICA? Federation of International? I don't think so.
I think there is... I heard that there was some...
So that tells you how resistant we are to the fact that you can actually stand up to BCCI as an organization. The cricketers can never even stand up for their own interest, right? And this has happened in the past. Like I think Chris Srikanth in 1989 during the Pakistan tour was the captain. And I think he stood up for some salary hike or something like that. Some contract related issues. And he was immediately... So that is when Azhar became the captain. Right?
So the first news that I found is that BCCI approves Indian Cricketers Association.
But
in a significant first, the BCCI has... Subse pehle, the BCCI is approving. So like it's mandated... Huh. Through them, BCCI has approved and recognized ICA, the official players body for former cricketers. Currently, the ICA is not affiliated to FICA and will be restricted to only former players.
That proves our point, right? So they can't even stand up for their own rights. So forget talking about Irfan Pathan or Darren Sammy. What is there to protect them? There's absolutely nothing.
And this is where I think the whole argument that, you know, sometimes these people, when they are criticized, like, I mean, the cricketers, they, matlab, yana jo, or their defenders who come ki, wo desh ke liye khel raha hai and all those things, I just don't buy that pathetic argument ever. Usne, pehli baat to usne cricket khelna shuru kiya tha apne liye because he liked the game. All credit to them for being the best at what they can do and, you know, matlab itne millions, billions people mein top pe pahunchna is not an easy thing, but they are not doing it for the country because their employers are fucking not, it's a private company, basically.
I mean, like मैं इरफान पठान के ट्विटर के उस ट्वीट पे रिप्लाई पढ़ रहा था कि लोग इरफान पठान को बता रहे हैं कि भाई यू शुड बी ग्लैड दैट यू आर अलाउड टू, आई मीन व्हाट द,
हां यू आर अलाउड टू प्ले, लाइक यू शुड, यू आर ग्लैड वी मे, यू नो, यू,
या
यू आर अलाउड टू बी द मैन ऑफ द मैच इन द वर्ल्ड T25, आई मीन व्हाट
यू गॉट द अपॉर्चुनिटी. मतलब जैसे मेहरबानी, सेम चीज जोफ्रा आर्चर को भी मिला था वैसे देसीओन से, व्हेन ही क्राइड अबाउट द, ही कोट एंड कोट क्राइड अकॉर्डिंग टू बक्स about racism in New Zealand, कि क्या मतलब कुछ भी तो नहीं बोला है खेल जाके, मतलब you are bowling badly, इसके लिए excuse ढूंढ रहा है. मतलब this is how we respond to everything. मतलब you go after the victim because that's the easier thing to do.
Yeah. Because if you don't, then you have to, like, वो फिर वो गड़े मुर्दे निकल आएंगे ना, या like you have to look under your carpet जहाँ पे तुम सब कर देते हो, तो yeah.
और ये फीका की केस में वन लास्ट टेंजेंट इज कि बेसिकली वी इंडियन अंकल थिंग, नो, वी आर अगेंस्ट द आइडिया ऑफ यूनियनाइजिंग इन एनी केस. JNU में स्टूडेंट्स को होने दो, दे इवन इफ दे यूनियनाइज एंड आस्क फॉर देयर ओन फेलोशिप इंक्रीज और रिडक्शन इन फीज और वॉट एवर, वील बी अगेंस्ट दैट. दैट इज कल्चरली फंडामेंटली डिफरेंट टू द बेस्ट इन सम सेंस. That idea, and that extends to Indian cricket also.
With that, let's close this segment because the more we talk, the more we will talk. And moving on.
Jai Shri Ram.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Ko edit kar dena Aditya, kyunki ye episode mein kaha hai. But in this segment, we talk about the recent developments that are happening in the subcontinent and in China and the subcontinent, the broader
China ko bhi jodi lo yaar subcontinent.
Haan, China ne hatiyana shuru to kar diya.
Matlab ek cheez acha ye soch ke lagta hai ki kam se kam 60 square kilometers ka area hai India ka jisko hum develop kahenge.
Haan, sahi mein.
So first thoughts on 60 square kilometers development, Aditya.
वैसे डेवलपमेंट वहां पहले ही आ चुका था ना, थ्री इडियट्स के साथ में.
अबे वैसा डेवलपमेंट नहीं है, प्रॉपर डेवलपमेंट होगा, स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक जोन बनेगा.
वहां लैंड नहीं खरीद पाएंगे भक्त यार, लेकिन
अरे नहीं है, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. चाइनीज सोल्जर्स तुमको तो पता ही है, दे आर जस्ट सिंगल चिल्ड्रन, दे आर वन चाइल्ड पॉलिसी, उसकी वजह से वो लोग सिर्फ फैमिली के बारे में सोचते हैं. अरे एनीवे दे आर ऑल्सो एथिस्ट कंट्री है
दोनों, हाँ
तो फील्स नहीं है उनको, मतलब दे आर जस्ट ऐसे ही नाम के लिए, उनके पास नंबर्स है और कुछ नहीं. मोदी जी जब जिस दिन सोचेंगे ना, वो 60 का 120 ले लेंगे वो
बेसिकली. इस लॉजिक से चले अगर, सुधीर चौधरी का जो लॉजिक है,
सुधीर देवगन,
सुधीर चौधरी, रमेश देवगन, so for our listeners, I'm sure you guys know, but still, they think that because since the 60s, China followed a one-child policy, so therefore, most, if not all, the Chinese soldiers come from the family where they are the only child, and therefore, they'll care about their families and not want to die in the field, whereas in India, we have a family and then we have a spare Anil Ambani in each family.
Yeah, we have expendables.
Spare Anil Ambani.
मतलब दूसरे बच्चे का औकात ही नहीं कुछ, मतलब
एक, मतलब एक फर्जी है.
I hope सुधीर चौधरी अपने घर का बड़ा बच्चा नहीं है, क्योंकि बाकी भाई लोग मार देंगे उसको. प्रमोद महाजन लेता हूँ मैं भी से.
या फिर वही रीजन है
कि उसको इज्जत नहीं मिला.
उसको इसके घर में इज्जत नहीं मिला. आई थिंक सुधीर चौधरी इज द
एक्सपेंडेबल. इट्स पॉसिबल.
तो सुधीर जी को क्या लगता है कि अभी भी जो वॉर्स होते हैं वो कब महाभारत स्टाइल में होती है क्या? प्रभु इसके पेट पे बाण मारी है प्रभु. And he is one of the top anchors of our country, यार. Like, क्या लगता है उस बंदे को?
वो रामनाथ गोयंका अवार्ड जीता है यार.
What?
Is it true या fake news है?
नहीं, come on. I mean, come on.
Google सुधीर चौधरी, you will find that. उसके बायो पे.
अरे वो झूठ भी हो सकता है.
मुझे ये बताओ कि उसको क्या लगता है वॉर क्या होती है? और ये देवगन का तो क्या, देवगन की तो इज्जत है.
देखो, रामनाथ गोयंका एक्सेलेंस अवार्ड मिला है उसको.
यार मैं कभी कभी
दो बार एंड वन टाइम इन 2017. क्या रामनाथ गोयनका के अलग अलग कैटेगरीज होती हैं यहाँ? तो एक क्या मतलब, ऐसे प्रोपेगेंडा की भी कैटेगरी हो गई क्या?
बेस्ट जर्नलिस्ट प्रोपेगेंडा कैटेगरी.
जी भाई, 2017 के अराउंड, 2017 में उसको मिला है. इसका मतलब है कि 2016 के वक्त पे मिला होगा, राइट? और 2016 हाँ. में उस वो जीपीएस चिप लगा रहा था.
जीपीएस चिप लगाया 2016 में उसने. मॉर्फ वीडियो चलाया जेएनयू का.
15 में, 15-16 ही था.
लेट 15, 16, अर्ली 16 था वो.
तो मैं अपने लिसनर से कहूंगा कि जरा ध्यान से बैठिए और सोचिए. सुधीर चौधरी, यार सुधीर चौधरी के साथ साथ ही दूसरे की भी बात होती कि जो लोग कहते हैं कि कैपिटलिज्म इज द परफेक्ट सिस्टम और द इनविजिबल हैंड ऑफ मार्केट फिक्सेस एवरीथिंग, वो इस बात पे क्या कहेंगे कि अमीश देवगन जैसा लो IQ आदमी करोड़पति होके बैठा है इंडिया में? लाइक मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि मैं, मतलब ऑनेस्टली, लाइक फक ऑल ऑफ यू, मुझे ये बताओ कि मेरे पास अमीश देवगन जितना पैसा क्यों नहीं है, क्या कमी है मेरे में?
या तो इस कॉन्टेक्स्ट में हैव वी हर्ड ऑफ एनीथिंग आउटसाइड ऑफ, हैव यू हर्ड ऑफ एनी भक्त टॉकिंग अबाउट चाइना बेसिकली?
नहीं.
या आई मीन दे आर जस्ट वो कर रहे हैं ना, मतलब boycotting Chinese products on their Xiaomi phones and yeah. And the best part was abhi government of India ne ek khud ka TikTok account bana diya. To bhakton ke liye kabhi kabhi I feel, right? I mean wo ji jaan se ghus jate hain gobar mein, aur phir jo unke aaka log hain wo bolte hain ki nahi, ab tum gande ho gaye ho, hum kuch aur karenge.
Are gobar ka lep lagana pasand hai itna unko, kya kar sakte hain, matlab they enjoy that. पता नहीं क्या क्या बॉयकॉट किया है
तो भक्तों को गाली दो, ठीक है? भक्तों क्या सुन रहे, सोच रहे हैं, अभी मैं बताता हूं. भक्तों के हिसाब से ट्रूस हो गया है इंडिया चाइना बॉर्डर में और सब वापस
ट्रूस नहीं पर वॉर जीत गई है इंडिया.
मैं रियलिस्टिक हूं, ट्रूस हुआ है.
ओके.
और इंडिया
ट्रूस हुआ किस रीजन से?
मैं बताऊं हुआ क्या था कि इधर से इंडियन आर्मी आ रही थी, इधर से चाइनीज आर्मी आ रही थी, इधर से इंडियन आर्मी आ रही थी, इधर से चाइनीज आर्मी आ रही थी. इंडियन आर्मी के बीच से अजीत डोवाल दौड़ते हुआ है चाइनीज आर्मी की तरफ और जाके चाइनीज आर्मी का जो मेन आदमी उसके पैरों पे गिर गया और चलने लगा, आई कांट ब्रीद. तो चाइनीज आर्मी को लगा, ओ फक, ये तो केस हो सकता है सर, तुम लोग पीछे.
और इंडियन आर्मी बोला, हम
बहुत गंदा जोक थे, सॉरी.
और इंडियन आर्मी के लोग चिल्लाते हुए गए कि आई एम चाइल्ड नंबर टू.
और एथिज्म वाला भी बात कर लेते हैं. इस एक तीर से दो शिकार हुए एथिज्म वाले बात करेंगे, क्योंकि ये जो लिबरल्स इंडिया के वो भी एथिस्ट है ना, जैसे जावेद अख्तर टाइप, अपने टाइप
कॉमी,
ठीक है? तो मतलब इसलिए अपन नेशनलिस्ट भी नहीं है क्योंकि अपन एथिस्ट हैं. अगर आप एथिस्ट हो तो आप कहां से नेशनलिस्ट हो गए?
लेकिन तो यू मीन टू से दैट अ मुस्लिम बीइंग नेशनलिस्ट का लाइक्लीहुड इज हायर देन अस बीइंग नेशनलिस्ट, या
मुस्लिम इज नेशनलिस्ट
इक्वल है?
मुस्लिम लाइक व्हाट अक्षय कुमार डिफाइंस, हाँ मतलब उसका तो है, डेफिनेटली
उसका है, मतलब
हायर. लेकिन अगर कोई कोई थोड़ा थोड़ा और ज्यादा, इफ ही इज मोर, आई डोंट नो व्हाट्स द राइट टर्म, मोर विजिबली मुस्लिम, तो फिर उसको प्रॉब्लम भी हो सकती है.
सेम सीन हुआ ना भक्तों का,
मतलब तुम्हारा, हाँ मतलब नाम तक चलेगा, मतलब अहमद खान, यू नो दिस वुड वर्क, बट एज सून एज यू हैव अ बियर्ड एंड अ स्कल कैप देन यू आर जस्ट
कलाम वाला, मतलब हाँ,
कलाम वाला चाहिए उनको. भक्तों का क्या मतलब हार्ट ब्रेक हुआ कि रिचर्ड डॉकिंग्स भक्तों का बहुत फेवरेट है, बहुत सारे इंजीनियरिंग टाइप भक्तों का,
क्योंकि वो करता है,
क्योंकि ही बेसिकली टेक्स ऑन एन आइडिया, राइट, ही डजंट टेक ऑन, ही टेक्स ऑन अ रिलीजन बिकॉज ही टेक्स ऑन एन आइडिया. उतने तो इंजीनियरिंग भक्त के लिए डॉकिंग्स बहुत फेवरेट है. अचानक से जावेद अख्तर को अवार्ड मिल गया तो अब प्रॉब्लम हो गया, अब तो बस, अब तो ये बिका हुआ आदमी है वैसे सीधे.
सीधे मतलब रिचर्ड डॉकिंस की सारी बुक्स अनरेड कर दी हैं उन लोगों ने.
हां, उसके ऊपर से हार्वर्ड और क्या किया पता है, रिचर्ड डॉकिंस को ट्रोल किया तो रिचर्ड डॉकिंस फेड डिसूजा का एक वीडियो रीट्वीट कर दिया.
मतलब अब भक्तों का सोचो, भक्त हार्वर्ड नहीं जाएंगे अभी, इवोल्यूशन दे माइट आल्सो स्टार्ट गिविंग अप इवोल्यूशन.
मतलब 10 लोगों का दे मतलब टोर डाउन देयर एडमिट लेटर्स फ्रॉम हार्वर्ड. यार
आई एम प्रीटी श्योर रेणुका जैन अभी अपने बेटे को आईवी लीग्स नहीं भेजेगी,
नहीं भेजेगी,
क्योंकि उसका बेटा तो हर हफ्ते एक नया यूनिवर्सिटी जाता ही है, तो इट्स ओके.
रेणुका जैन ने कर दिया
डिग्री अपने
बेटे का.
हां,
नाउ शी इज राइडिंग इनटू द सनसेट.
चाइना में, चाइना गए. हां
हाँ, चाइना नेपाल. तो हाँ, तो हो ही रहा है कि जैसे तो भक्तों से बोलो चाइना तो भक्त बोलते हैं नेपाल. तो
नेपाल तो एथिस्ट नहीं है, नेपाल इज द असली विराट हिंदू.
इनफैक्ट अपन से 1% ऊपर है वो लोग हिंदुइज्म में, 81% है वो, अपन 80%.
वही तो मैं बोल रहा हूँ, विराट हिंदू है वो लोग,
विराट हिंदूस.
हाँ, तो गोइंग बैक टू चाइना, टू so basically if you guys remember, if you guys as in all the listeners, that lake, that Pangong lake, that lake from Three Idiots, the Pangong lake. So that lake is basically half of it is India and the other half
se bhi kam actually originally,
but now basically truce ho gaya hai, before there is no fighting happening. And now China is claiming all of the lake, aur Amit Shah ji ka statement aa gaya ki we don't want any land from China
and Pakistan.
एंड पाकिस्तान,
एंड पाकिस्तान. तो सोचो अखंड भारत का छन से टूटे के सपना हो गया.
तो थर्मामीटर लगाया था, उसका क्या हुआ?
थर्मामीटर
मेट डिपार्टमेंट ने वहां पे थर्मामीटर लगा के वेदर रिपोर्ट करना शुरू किया है, पीओ किया है. तो अब क्या होगा, पैसा इन्वेस्टमेंट वेस्ट गया है.
पर सवाल यह है कि तो चाइना को हमने सबक सिखाया कि नहीं सिखाया, मुझे कि वो टॉपिक भूल जाओ, डिमोनेटाइजेशन की तरह
भूल जाओ. देखो अभी नेपाली वो सिखा रहे हैं ना, नेपाल को सबक सिखा
रहे हैं. फैन फिक्शन ये है कि फैन फिक्शन में ऐसा लिखा है कि मोदी जी को देख के इतना डर गए वो लोग, इसलिए ट्रूस हो गया. ट्रूस का असली रीजन वो था,
मोदी जी की नई मूंछ देख के.
हाँ,
और नेपाल,
अरे नेपाल का तो क्या है, नेपाल अगर ले भी लेगा लैंड तो इवेंचुअली अखंड भारत का तो नेपाल असली हकदार है ना, तो नेपाल को थोड़ा बहुत देना बनता है.
नेपाल को दे नहीं रहे अपन, इतने भी नहीं है अभी चाइना ने ज्यादा ईस्ट ऊंच नीच की तो नेपाल पे सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक कर देगा इंडिया.
नहीं, नेपाल का करेंगे भी क्या ना, मतलब जैसे चाइना में तो अपना फ्रस्ट्रेशन निकाल लेते, दो तीन बार ऐप अनइंस्टॉल कर देंगे.
नेपाल के साथ क्या करेंगे यार, हिंदुइज्म तो छोड़ नहीं सकते.
अभी भी एग्जैक्टली अभी बीच में ये चल रहा था ना कि
लोग मोमो चला रहे हैं.
नहीं, अभी एक वो हुआ था ना कि आई थिंक अराउंड 8 और 9 जून दिस वन प्लस वाज गोइंग टू लॉन्च अ न्यू मॉडल. तो दीज लिटिल मतलब गुड फॉर नथिंग्स मतलब अनएजुकेटेड सेल्फ फकर्स दे आर ट्वीटिंग फ्रॉम देयर Xiaomi मोबाइल्स कि वन प्लस मत खरीदना, वी आर गोइंग टू शो देम यूजिंग आवर पॉकेट्स.
भाई वो कोई भी फोन में से ट्वीट करता तो सीन तो ही आईफोन से भी करता तो वही सीन होता ना.
अबे तेरे पजामे के नारे में मेड इन चाइना लिखा होगा, मतलब निकाल के फेंक दो पहले, मतलब व्हाट द फक इज रॉन्ग.
सो व्हाट वाज इवन बेटर वाज दैट समवन केम अप विद एन ऐप, अनइंस्टॉल चाइनीज एप्स, ये ऐप का पर्पस है.
बाबा रामदेव ग्रुप से कोई लाया है
वो नेपाली है ना, वो जो बाबा रामदेव का जो सीईओ है वो नेपाली है ना एक्चुअली.
अरे इससे मुझे याद है, मेरे को
स्ट्रेस
किस लिए हो रहा था, उधर
उसको मैंने सामने देखा है नागपुर एयरपोर्ट पे.
ओह माय गॉड, अभी मैं दिस इज अराउंड अबाउट 2018 व्हेन आई वाज इन एक्चुअली इन नागपुर एंड वी वर जस्ट ड्राइविंग अराउंड विद जस्ट सम फोक्स एंड समबडी पॉइंटेड टू अ लाइक द बिगेस्ट वेयरहाउस आई हैव एवर सीन. मैंने यहां पे यूएस में Amazon का भी इतना बड़ा नहीं देखा है, एंड दैट वाज पतंजलि's. And there is a, like, they have got that for such a dirt cheap price, ki you cannot even imagine. So, and the CEO is a Nepali, so.
Uska naam koi Balchandra.
Balkrishna.
Achare. The thing that frustrates me most is that, so Nepal was coming up with their new constitution a few years back. And in that constitution, the government of India thought that they were not giving enough rights to Madhesis. Madhesis are the Indian, Indian, like in Nepal, they consider them the plain people, as in the people who live in the plains. And basically, it's for India. India. That's what they are.
Matlab, UP Bihar bordering area.
And so, and at the same time, there was a huge earthquake in Nepal. So what Modi ji did was, Modi ji sent our current foreign minister, who was back then our like chief foreign secretary, and prominent like Nepali journalists, Nepali newspapers covered that he did not come as a representative of a friendly nation. It seemed like an imperial viceroy has come, had come to talk to us. That is how
big brother types.
And then the earthquake happened and they had not amended the constitution. So the Indian government blocked medicines to reach to Nepal. That doubled the anger. And over time,
and then OC time pe, then that was also this Indian media ka condescending cartoons and stuff, right? Ki maa bacche ko god mein leke baithi hai aur bachcha ro raha hai. That bachcha is supposed to be Nepal.
So basically, in parallel, China has kept reaching out to Nepal. When India blocked, China sent meds and stuff. So right now at this point, Nepal is firmly in the corner of China. So I don't look at what Nepal is doing independently of the what China is doing. I think Nepal by itself would not, like, why would align they randomly do something like this, right?
No, obviously there is the Chinese influence, there's no doubt about it.
Sudhir Chaudhary ki tarah main ek sawal post karta hun. Basically,
sawal kiske liye hai, opposition ke liye?
Nahi, sawal opposition ke liye. Perspective socho na, agar say you are a Nepali or a Sri Lankan or anybody from the region, ye kya attitude hai ki ye बाप होता है, बेटा होता है, बड़ा भाई, छोटा भाई, ये क्या नॉनसेंस है? मतलब why do you have to anthropomorphize a nation to an extent where अगर तुम्हारे बारे में कोई अगर ये सोचे, how would you feel as a, say you are a citizen of Nepal or Sri Lanka, ये बोलेगा कोई कि मैं बड़ा, and this happens even when two an Indian meets a Nepali or a Pakistani, they treat the other person that way. I have seen this happening in front of me. I have seen people.
It's a huge cultural thing, right? हाँ. It's a huge cultural thing. कि मतलब वही elders की respect होती है, तो अपने आप को ही बोल दो कि हम elder हैं.
They might be the same age also, but वो attitude, वो condescending attitude वहाँ पे उनका personal equation में भी मैंने देखा है.
क्यों होता है ऐसा? क्या लगता है?
मैं सोच रहा हूँ, मतलब how would you feel as a Nepali or a Sri Lankan? I'm not even saying this कि मैं कुछ anti-India बोलने के लिए नहीं बोल रहा हूँ. Just giving a perspective.
Like, मैं कभी anti-India बोला आज तक कुछ?
हम लोग नहीं है, वही मैं बोल रहा हूँ. आई एम जस्ट गिविंग लाइक कि व्हाई वी आर नेशनलिस्ट, हम लोग रैशनल लोग क्यों हैं, ये बताने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ.
परदेश का जो अमरीश पुरी का कैरेक्टर था, वो मेरे ऊपर लिखा गया है, ठीक है?
मेरे ऊपर तो तारा बाबू लिखा गया था.
मैं तो विवेक अग्निहोत्री की अगली मूवी में मैं ही हूँ.
बट आई थिंक वी हैव दिस नीड टू अस्क्राइब रिलेशनशिप विद, लाइक हम,
इट्स अ कल्चरल थिंग ना, मतलब बड़े, और कभी कभी भी हम बड़ी बहन या माँ नहीं होते हैं, मतलब हम बड़े, हम बाप या दादा या भाई.
हाउ डू वी लुक एट अमेरिका, लाइक हैज, लाइक बिकॉज़ टेक्निकली देन अमेरिका इज आवर बड़ा भैया. नहीं,
अमेरिका के साथ रिलेशन ऐसा है ना, वो सदाशिव अमरापुरकर और रामकिशन जी का जो इक्वेशन था वैसा.
और
इसीलिए जब ट्रम्प डोलन भाई आते हैं तो हम ढोकला खिलाते हैं ऐसे.
और इन सब में नेपाल अनवर मिया. आई थिंक बहुत इंटेलिजेंट आउटटेक्स दे दिया हमने. क्या बना के, अगर नेपाल एनवायरनमेंट है तो फिर पाकिस्तान के,
गौरव सावंत लाल का तो दे ही दे है हमको,
अगर नेपाल एनवायरनमेंट है तो पाकिस्तान के,
पाकिस्तान और मोमो की फ्रेंड्स,
पाकिस्तान और बांग्लादेश,
पाकिस्तान और बांग्लादेश दोनों, हाँ दोनों को साथ में क्लब कर दो,
हाँ आप वो फिर भी अपन इज्जत ज्यादा पाकिस्तान की करते हैं बांग्लादेश से, पूछो क्यों,
हाँ स्किन कलर
हो रहे हैं एग्जैक्टली,
सब कुछ कवर हो गया आज सब कवर कर लिया अपन ने
और सब कुछ अनकवर भी हो गया है.
With that, we'd like to wrap this segment. जय श्री राम, जय बजरंगबली.